it's Dan Latto speaking. So in today's video, what I wanted to talk about is something that's very, very important. Probably one of the most important things I've got to speak about, actually. It's about your mental health and how you're managing that, and if you're managing it at all, in fact. So I've had a couple of conversations this week with people who are not clients, but really needed help. So I gave up some of my time to help them. And it's never a pleasant conversation to have when you're speaking to someone who is seriously struggling with life right now. I mean, seriously struggling with it, you know? And I'm pretty sure that we've all been there at some point in our past. I know I've been there in my past. And I'm sure other people are either going through it right now, or you've definitely gone through it at some point in your past, or you're going to go through it at some point in your future, because nothing seems to be working. You've got no control over anything at all. So let me just give you three bits of advice, first of all. The first bit of advice I wanted to give was, one of the reasons why people feel down is because they have a lack of certainty in their lives. And if you think about someone who's got, say, an eating disorder like bulimia or anorexia, one of the reasons they do that is because it gives them a measure of control in their lives. Take another great example, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. It gives control. Think about that. Everything has to be in alignment, doesn't it? Because it gives them a measure of control that they can't get anywhere else in their life, so that's why they do it. So the first thing to do is, you've got to give yourself some certainty. One of the ways you give yourself some certainty is to set yourself a task and accomplish that task. Now that task, I'm not asking for brain surgery here. You know, put your shoes on is a task. Tidying your room up is a task. Tidying your bedroom up is a task. And you've got all these other little small tasks. And all I'm asking you to do is identify what these small tasks are, not the big ones, and get them done. Now I call this little victories. And what you do is you build up a series of little victories. When you start building up a series of little victories, two things will happen. First of all, your confidence will start increasing, but actually you can accomplish things when you put your mind to it. The second thing that will happen is it will start to give you a little bit of certainty, and that's what's missing in your life. Okay, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was, when we're talking about what have you planned, what are your goals, and people go, oh, I haven't got any goals, I've not thought that far. I'm just in survival mode right now. Well, if you're in survival mode right now, guess where you're going to be in 6 months' time? You're going to be in survival mode, because nothing's changed. All you're doing is surviving. If that's your goal, and that's the goal, right? I'm just surviving right now, that's your aim. Well, what happens when you survive? What happens the next day? And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day? It's all about survival, and that's not where you're going to get a new leash of life. That's not where you're going to be released to go and grow and love and float off and grow yourself. You've got to start planning things in. You've got to start booking things in. I don't care what it is that you book, but you've got to start booking, not just survival. You've got to start booking in something that's going to help you grow and thrive. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, let me put the dog's lead down on the floor. We've got a scale of emotions, haven't we? So let's pick an emotion. Let's say anxiousness. Where does anxiousness come on that level? Let's say this is the midway here. It's somewhere down here, isn't it? It's somewhere down there. What about contentment? Where would contentment come? Well, it's above halfway, isn't it? What about hope? Where would hope be? Let me just change the camera angle here. Hope would be right up here, wouldn't it? So when was the last time that you gave yourself some hope? If you're just in survival mode, you don't give yourself any hope whatsoever. So what's hope? What does hope look like? What could it look like? It could look like anything you want it to look like. One of the things I always tell people who are feeling really down and struggling with life right now is, go book yourself some whitewater rafting. And they go, whitewater rafting? That's crazy, I might die. And I'm like, you're there anyway. Book yourself in some excitement. At least if you're going to go, you've had some excitement before you go. Some people may be offended at that, but it's true, right? Book in some hope. Book in some whitewater rafting. What happens when you book whitewater rafting? You've now got hope. Because you don't book it and go today, do you? You book it and you go in like 3 months' time from now. So hope, what's hope? Hope is something to look forward to. And that's what we try and do. So, for example, in my relationship with my wife, we're always booking things in for the next 6 to 12 months. So we've always got things to look forward to as a couple. Sometimes it's just going to a musical, sometimes it's a holiday. It can be all sorts of different things. But we book that in sort of 6 to 9 months' time, so we've always got something to look forward to. It's one of the things that helps us as a couple thrive as a couple. And it's one of the things that will help you as an individual thrive as an individual. Okay, so we've booked something in to look forward to. There's another emotion beyond hope, and it's what I would call joy. So when you've got joy, extend the camera, joy is right up here. So what happens is you have hope, then you go whitewater rafting, and what happens when you go whitewater rafting? You have joy, don't you? You enjoy the thing that you're doing. And so along the way, you've got all these little victories, starting to build confidence, and more importantly, starting to build consistency of action. Certainty is the word I was looking for. You're starting to build certainty. Build certainty back into your life. And when you start building all those things in, you've got confidence, you've got certainty, you've got hope, you've got joy, well, everything else will start to click into place. But if you're not booking any of those things in, if you're just in survival mode right now, I've heard it so many times, I've heard people saying, "Ah, I can't do that, I'm in survival mode, I've just got to survive." Well, in 6 months' time you go back to them, where have it? It's trying to survive. It's not going to work and it's not going to do it. Okay, I think that'll do with me for today. It's quite a serious video and I just wanted to spend some time on this because it's so important. We talk about growing businesses and building relationships and all that stuff. You can't do that stuff if you feel so far down. You know, I mean, I used anxious as a word, but I'm not talking about anxiety here. I'm talking about depression. I'm talking about suicide. I'm talking about people who, they can't even be bothered getting out of bed because what's the point? You've got nothing to look forward to. And so that's why I wanted to cover that, because it was a subject that touched my heart this week with a couple of people that I needed to speak to, and I spent some time speaking to them. And I'm going to continue to work with other people to allow them to move on and change their lives around. Alright, my name's Dan Latter. Hope that was useful for you today. Quite a different video. And I'll speak to you soon.